It's a stormy Thursday afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. An area of low pressure is slowly moving through the northeast, bringing wind and rain to the area. The rain will continue moving through tonight into the day tomorrow, but the wind, which is pretty gusty this afternoon in some areas, will eventually ease up as the night moves along. And we'll talk about that wind first, with a wind advisory in effect for some of the higher elevations east of Albany, including the northern and central Taconics, the Berkshires, and also the Green Mountains. Those areas are under a wind advisory into this evening. Though it is gusty at times, even in our lower elevations, the greatest potential for any damaging type winds will be in that area that is highlighted by that wind advisory. Of course, the rain is the other story across our area today as the storm is coming through. We'll have periods of rain continue through the late day hours into tonight. Overnight lows will be generally in the lower to mid-50s across the region. I'll also mention that there is potential for a few rumbles of thunder, especially from the capital region on south. And I will note once again that the gusty breezes will continue through the first part of the night, and then those winds will ease up as we move through the late evening and past midnight. And moving into the day tomorrow, we're still under the influence of this storm, though it will be off to our east tomorrow. We'll have clouds. Still periods of rain are likely through the day tomorrow, so it won't rain the entire day, but it looks rather threatening through much of the day, especially through the morning hours and midday. It might actually turn a little bit drier by afternoon. It won't be as windy tomorrow as today, but it will be on the cool side, rather off the mark for this time of year, with temperatures only around 60 degrees in many spots. And keep in mind that our normal high, our average high, is mainly in the low 70s, so about 10 degrees cooler than typical for tomorrow. And then as we head into the weekend on Saturday, it looks like a generally quiet day with a blend of clouds and sunshine. Temperatures will be up around 70, so that'll feel pretty nice. Now, later in the day, we may sneak in a shower, especially southwest of Albany, and there is a chance for showers Saturday night. A chunk of Sunday looks to be dry, though there may be a shower or thunderstorm by afternoon. So the theme here on Saturday and Sunday, that there will be plenty of dry periods, though we may encounter some raindrops every so often. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy with periods of rain, breezy in the higher terrain, low 50 to 55. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain at times, high around 60. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy with periods of rain, breezy in the higher terrain, low 50 to 55. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain at times, a high around 60. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, cloudy with periods of rain and possible thunder, breezy in the higher terrain, low 50 to 55. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers at times, high 60 to 65. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, cloudy with periods of rain and possible thunder, breezy in the higher terrain, low 50 to 55. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain at times, cool with a high around 60. Region-wide on Saturday, partly sunny, chance of a late shower, high around 70. And on Sunday, variably to mostly cloudy, with a chance of afternoon showers or thunderstorms, with a high around 70. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.